This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning free show.
Good morning and happy Friday. You finally made it. Welcome to the pre-show. Want to say hi to everyone who is listening up. This show is just for you. This half hour, we do it for all of our early morning listeners. And checking in this morning on Twitter, we have Carl checking in. We have Lisa listening this morning on our text line at 21732. Looks like, let's see here, Marlon just checked in, and so did Sammy Cakes. And then you can also check in on our Facebook page. That's always available. We kind of are slowing down some of the check-ins just because we're getting now hundreds every morning, and we can't read every single one, so I'm going to just select a couple every morning to say hi to. So keep checking in. It's just I can't go down the laundry list because it literally we timed it once and it took us 3 minutes to read all of them. And it was just taking a very long time. So we love you guys. We still see your check-ins. And how are you this morning?
Also, too, if you have something special going on, let us know. Like, hey, check in, guys. This weekend is my anniversary.
We love
this. Yeah, special check-ins as well.
Definitely.
Gee, what is going on this morning?
I'm having an awkward. What's wrong?
I was saying, like, what's?
Don't say because it's in what's trending.
Oh, we can't talk about it to what's
no,
trending.
No, you can.
Oh,
of course.
My gosh,
I
Hockey
know.
Town USA.
That game last night. What in the world? That was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, so exciting! Like that hesitation. Like, okay, they've been off for a long time. And then within minutes, you're like, oh, the boys are back.
Another one.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. Yeah, I was so excited watching that game last night. It was so much fun. And next game coming up on Saturday night, I hope it's a repeat of what we saw last night.
Yeah.
Wasn't even feeling sorry for San Jose. Not even a bit. I was like, sweep the leg, baby. Keep it up.
It was like when I would play my younger brother in video games, and he wasn't like the best. And it was just like, I would take it to town on him, like nonstop. And I would start to feel guilty. Then I wouldn't. And just keep it, taking it to him.
There's something about that satisfaction of someone who like backtalks you and you just thinks they're so great, and then you take them to task, and you're like, yeah, not so great, I guess, huh?
So then how are you this morning coming into a nice Friday morning show? We've got our event tonight over at the Gramercy.
Yeah, come over and say hi, guys. We're going to be out at the Gramercy. The residence is at the Gramercy. Just hanging out. We're going to have some of our hockey fan shirts to give away. We're going to have our big spin win wheel, some food. It's just going to be a nice kind of prelude to the weekend.
Yeah,
hang out a couple of hours, 6 to 8 p.m. And if you don't know where the Gramercy residence is, it's at like 215 and Russell. So you know where the Gramercy, they have like the shops and stuff, and then there's another building where the residences are, and that's where we're going to be.
And we'll have food and drinks from some of the awesome restaurants there, and plenty of signage. You can come find us.
Yeah,
back.
For sure.
A lot of fun.
I'm excited about that. This morning, I was getting dressed, and for my birthday on Sunday, my husband got me a new pair of Jordans, like these rose gold ones that I really, really wanted. So he got them for me. I hadn't worn them yet, so this morning I'm like, I'm going to wear the new Jordans. So I put them on, and I'm wearing them now, and just something feels off. Like, they're making my socks fall down around, like, off of my ankle onto my foot. They seem really large, and I looked in the car, like it was that bad at a stoplight. I stop, and I look. And they're a bigger size than I normally wear. And now I don't have the heart to tell him. I used to wear a size 9, but my feet for some reason got smaller. So I'm an 8.5 now, but this 9, it's like clong, 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 clong. I'm like, I feel like I'm wearing, where's those little Dutch girls that wore those big clogs?
Yeah, the big wooden shoes.
I feel like that's what I'm wearing this morning. So my socks won't stay up. But I look like my feet are 10 feet long.
You look like a little girl wearing mom's shoes.
Yes, like I'm clunking all shoes. Over the place. And so I'm just like, now what do? I've worn them outside, can't take them back because I think he got it at a specialty shop. It's not just like he went to Foot Locker and got them. And so,
with the shoe sizing, is this something that changed and he's aware of? Because maybe he's aware of, maybe he ordered the right size and they sent the wrong size.
No, he just thinks I wear a 9. And I've told him I'm an 8.5 now and he still buys me 9. I don't know why. Like, when I buy shoes, I still buy 8.5 and he just keeps it at 9. So I'm not sure if he's in denial that my foot shrunk or what, but it's just very odd.
A lot of guys do that. They might be a size 9 and they'll buy like a 12 or something and then they take cotton and they stuff it inside the shoe.
I might have
so
to do
that. So it appears
that
they have like, man, that guy's got big feet. Yeah, on the inside though, they're tiny, little tiny feet.
That doesn't really equate to the world of women.
No, like, it does not.
No,
that's
there's
why
no
I can't,
boasting about, oh, I have big feet, guys.
I'm actually a size 6, but I stuff a lot of cotton in my shoes to make them look bigger.
Well, I was totally fooled by that, JC. Those gigantic boots you wear everywhere. Are you
These
kidding me?
Right here?
Oh. Those things are huge. All right, let's start the show.
Oh, I found a quarter.
Oh, wow. It's your lucky day.
Look at this.
See, if I wasn't talking about my shoes, you never would have saw that quarter down
Thank
there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Here
You're
go,
welcome.
Kid.
Now it's on the floor for someone else to pick. All right, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Call Me by Blondie? To hear Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms.
Hey jealousy.
Or do you want to hear Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Baby Got Back.
Those are your choices. Text us or tweet us or call us 702-364-9400. We will catch your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Let's go.
Here's what's coming up next.
This is Mercedes in the Morning.
More to come on the pre-show. What's trending on the way? Who caught that game last night? We'll recap the Golden Knights. Also, the text habit you have that is ruining your relationships. And your Amazon Prime membership is about to get more expensive. Details next. But first, the votes are in. And Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot is the pre-show you pick 'em.
You choose the music.
You pick it. We play it.
Go for it.
It's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick 'em. Mix 94.1.
Right now.
Here's what's trending.
The first message of the second round in this series belongs to Marc-Andre Fleury and the Vegas Golden Knights.
You can hear the disbelief in the announcer's voice.
Right?
Like, did this really happen? Going into round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knights and the San Jose Sharks were the only two teams to sweep in the first round. And yesterday they met for the first time to see who would remain perfect in the series. And I think we all got a good idea pretty quickly. The Golden Knights absolutely throttled the Sharks 7-0 here in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. That was, I think we all expected a more competitive game. Who was the standout? I don't think there was a standout. The whole team, well, Fleury was just amazing. And congratulations to all of you who get free donuts at Krispy Kreme today. But we had so many different people scoring yesterday. It wasn't just like one person, Cody Eakin, Eric Halla, Jonathan Marchessault. They kind of started things off. Then Alex Tuck, Shea Theodore ended up scoring. Colin Miller, James Neal. It was such a one-sided game, and I am not complaining one bit.
Was it all 7 goals from 7 different people? Was it not?
All 7.
And you see, I had some friends that sent me a text last night from the game in the men's urinals. They actually had sharks in the urinals.
I had a friend send me that too.
Check it out. Look what I'm doing. And my buddy was a little graphic with his picture, but look what we're doing. I'm like,
that's so funny.
And then you know they're having fun when at the end of the game, Fleury was doing the wave, when they had the wave going, and the wave came by him, and Fleury,
he did it too.
He participated in the wave as well.
I didn't see that.
You know the guys are having a great time when you're up 7-0, third period. Such a great game last night.
It was good. So the next game is happening on Saturday night at 5 p.m. at the T-Mobile Arena. Hopefully we can keep this momentum going. That was really, really cool to see.
I think maybe a lot of the Sharks players were listening to the show tomorrow. or tomorrow, but listened to the show yesterday and heard us smack talking the shark.
We
and
got we, in their head.
We got in their head. Yeah. And they went out in the ice. They're like, oh, we're all turned around
it
now.
It was all because of us. I totally believe that 100%. So that's trending this morning. Cricketing is trending. So this is an annoying texting habit, and it could be ruining your relationships. Cricketing is when you read a text, but you don't reply for way too long or not at all. Are you guilty of this? Instead of getting a response, the person you're communicating with waits and waits and waits to hear back from you. Parents and older texters tend to be more prone to cricketing. Experts say if you do fall into this group, just take 10 seconds and write the person something like, hey, I'll definitely get back to you. So swamped right now. Just to acknowledge that you saw it and you will write back.
But do you ever do that where you read it and you have all intentions? Like, oh, yeah. And then for some reason, you just get distracted. And then hours go by.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to respond.
You're pretty good at responding.
As are you. You're very fast.
Well, once in a while, I'll forget. But you always respond to my text. Well, I've noticed.
If I forget, I'll write, hey, so sorry.
Yeah.
Got distracted or something. And let the person know, like, oh my gosh, I read it. I meant to respond. But
there was one text. I can't remember. It must have been it was obviously show related, but it was a group text I sent to you and Jocelyn. And I'd like needed an answer right then. And so I'm sitting there waiting for the answer and neither of you responded to me. And so like 2 hours later, I'm like, what the? I was so mad at you guys. I'm like, why didn't you respond to me? No, it's all right.
Producers.
Well, I think it was because you guys were probably asleep. I'm sure I texted you at 9 o'clock at night when it was past your bedtime.
You got to get on it, Jocelyn.
I know, guys.
Failing you.
Don't go to sleep and try to get a good night's rest. Also trending this morning, Dan Reynolds is trending. He and his wife, Asia Volkman, they have called it quits after 7 years of marriage. The lead singer of Imagine Dragons announced the news on Twitter yesterday. This is what he wrote. He said, after 7 beautiful years together, Asia and I's marriage has come to an end. Our children continue to be the most important thing in our lives, and we will continue to co-parent them with all our love. I ask that you please respect our privacy at this time as we work through this as a family.
When I saw that tweet from him, I was felt like a family member just told me they were getting a divorce.
Same.
Not that I'm friends with him and his wife, but I just felt like, oh, I was hurt.
I was sad for him and her and just going through this and, mm-hmm. and how hard it is. And I know they just love those three little girls that they have so much. They have 5-year-old Arrow and the twins, Coco and Gia. They're a year old. And I just, I had that same sinking feeling. Just it's got to be a really tough time for them right now.
And it's with any time a couple announces their divorce. To me, it's like you're the first you're hearing of it. So you're like, why? But obviously the couple that's going through the divorce, there's stuff that's happening. And it's not like they both woke up and said,
Today's the day.
Let's get a divorce. You know, the things are in the works and couples they try to work things out. But anytime a friend or someone announces a divorce, my immediate thought is like they just decide, like, no. And obviously in their world, they've been preparing and talking about it and trying to hash things out and just unable to.
They've known for a long time.
Yeah.
But
it's the first time. It's the initial
shock.
It's shocking. Yeah.
And the thing I always struggle with is when they tell you, how do you respond? Do you say, oh, I'm so sorry? It might be a good thing, mm-hmm. depending on the situation. Or, you don't want to say what happened. It's none of your business what happened. I'm sure they would tell you if they really wanted you to know. So I always say, like, well, if there's anything you need during this time, just let me know.
That's good, yeah.
That's my standard line. So I apologize for all my divorce friends if you've heard that too many times.
Yeah, I need you to tell my wife to stop cheating on me.
Okay, not that. And Amazon Prime is trending this morning. For all you Prime members, get ready for a change. Amazon's going to be raising the Prime membership in the U.S. to $119 a year from $99 a year. The price hike goes into effect May 11th and hits existing customers' renewals on June 16th. Now, Prime has over 100 million paid members worldwide, but they assure customers that this is still the best deal in retail. And that is what's trending for Friday, April 27th.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
732.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. It is Friday morning. I think I need to run outside in my car.
What'd you forget? What do you got?
I didn't forget anything. I need to move it because spring is here. Things are in bloom. And I got my car washed and detailed yesterday. And I just realized I'm parked under a tree with flowers on it.
And that tree is bad.
By the time I go out there, it's going to be covered in flowers.
But your car is so clean and there's no dirt on it. once you get up to a good speed, it's all going to blow off.
You think I'll be okay?
Because I noticed that on my car when I left here yesterday afternoon. I had them on there, and once I started going,
it was fine.
Yeah, it blew off. But you were right underneath the tree.
I know. Dang it. I liked our old parking arrangement. Someone had to come in and take my spot. I used to park right next to you. Actually, I used to park where you parked.
I know.
But I'm cool with you. I mean, I'm not mad. You get here before I do. First come, first serve. But I used to park right next to you, and there was less of the tree. And then someone comes in and takes that spot, even though it's not reserved, so I can't really say.
Well,
but it just threw off our whole thing. And now it's like, now I got bumped over right under the tree.
Well, this is the time of year when I'm going to migrate down towards the covered parking, which starts getting real warm outside. I think you should do the same, because when you arrive, there's still some covered parking spots open. Just start parking in the covered parking.
I just don't want to throw off their parking.
Because that's not assigned, but people have, like, assigned themselves.
Yeah.
It's the same people in the same spots each day, but we're getting here before some of these people. Let's take them.
I just feel bad. I just don't want to screw up their days, you know? So I just stay there, and then I just, when I get into my car, when it's 115 degrees out, and I hear that sizzle on my armrest, I just know, hey, it's summer in Las Vegas. You got to expect it. And I have my sunshade.
Yes, you do. She puts her every morning when it's dark out. When she comes out, though, your car is much cooler.
Yes, definitely.
I had a very awkward conversation with my parents last night.
Uh-oh.
So they were listening to the show. They listen every morning, and they listen online. And we were doing the segment where Insult the Shark.
Okay.
You guys were coming out and insulting a shark for our cool hockey shirts. Well, one gentleman got a little excited, and when he was insulting the shark, he used some vulgar language.
Yes.
A vulgar act. And we hit the delay, the dump button, so it didn't go out on the air. The only problem is, if you're listening online, there's no such thing as a delay.
Oh, you did hear it.
Hear it. We can't dump out on the online stream. So anyone that was listening online heard the saying.
Oh.
So the guy said what he said, and we dumped out, and you and I were reacting to it like, whoa, you can't say that, da-da-da. My mom asked me last night, what was so bad about said act? I'm like, what? And she's like, why were you guys reacting? Why did you say you have to dump out on that? I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
Oh, she didn't know it.
And she's saying the term that this guy, she's saying the term over and over to me. What is that? She says, I swear to God, she goes, it sounds like something very nice.
Oh my gosh. And now everyone's wondering what we're talking about, but we literally can't say it.
And then my dad explains to her, I hear my dad in the background, it's when da 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 da. And my mom goes, oh my gosh. And then I'm
your
like,
mom's
why?
So sweet. She's so innocent.
Why are you, like, why is my dad explaining to her what it is? And then my mom is talking. I'm like, oh my gosh.
But she doesn't know.
She
That's
didn't
the
know.
Most adorable
she
thing
did not
I've
know.
Ever heard.
But I'm like, I'm explaining, or my dad's explaining in the background. I'm like, I gotta go.
That's like why I don't understand why that is a thing. Maybe I'm too innocent, but it just seems very odd to me.
That what the guy said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird. Anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, then my dad was cracking jokes about it.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Fernandez, he's good with the one-liners. I got to imagine those are pretty good jokes. I want to hear those off the air, please.
But it's just so funny. You forget that if you're listening to the online stream anywhere in the country and someone says something, we can dump out on the regular feed, but you guys will hear the uncensored version of our show.
Yeah, that's the benefit of listening online, but the downside is there's a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, exactly. We are sending you to Disneyland, 9:40 and 7:40. We have a 4-pack of passes for you. We've got your passes to Life is Beautiful, 8:20. There's 3-day passes to Life is Beautiful, 6:20. A pair of Silver Season passes to Wet n Wild. That'll get you unlimited entry into Wet n Wild all summer. And then 7 o'clock, we have some brand new music from Jason Mraz. We're going to world premiere at 7 o'clock. And then coming up next in the dirt in 7 minutes, we have it, the official royal baby name.
Money. Yeah. Holding on to it. Moved inside, power move, scores! James Neal at the side of the goal. That's 7.
7 goals last night.
That's crazy. Who saw that coming? I knew we would do well. We had some rest.
I mean,
our team is great, but I didn't think it would be a blowout like that.
James Neal's beard, different than the hair on his head.
Oh my gosh. My husband's is the same way. He's got like a reddish beard.
He's got the red tint to it as well.
Yeah. He's my favorite player.
James Neal?
Yeah.
I know where he lives.
I know. I told my husband, I was like,
Let's go over there.
Turn up your radio. Okay. Yeah. This is
Kids
the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
Bill Cosby was found guilty yesterday of three counts of drugging and raping a woman in 2004. He now faces up to 10 years in prison on each count. The cause is 80 years old.
That was not surprising.
No. I was just thinking, man, he was America's dad. That show in the 80s was just, no one could touch it.
And how, like, yeah, that fall from grace where everyone loved, you were the most beloved man in the country, and now you're one of the most hated.
Do you think, I saw some network that I never heard of, the Basic Network or something, is pulling all the, I guess they were airing old episodes of The Cosby Show. Should that show be pulled and put on the shelf? Because I was thinking, like, Cosby is, he's getting what he deserves. But what about the people that worked on the show that are outstanding citizens, worked really hard, get residuals when the show still plays? So now they're being punished because of Cosby's actions?
I see your point on that, but the other side of me is thinking he probably makes the majority of the money on that.
Good point.
So I wouldn't even want money associated with that show if I was on it. But yeah, I feel bad for them because they are associated with it and they did nothing wrong.
Well, look at this. Tom Brokaw is being accused of sexually harassing two women in the 90s.
Oh, no. Another one?
I know.
Gosh. Do people not know how to keep their hands to themselves?
Well, so a former NBC News correspondent, her name is Linda Vester, says that Brokaw groped her in a conference room back in 93.
Jeez.
Then in 94, he went to her hotel room uninvited and tried to force a kiss on her. And then another woman who didn't want to be identified says Tom Brokaw put her hands on his chest and invited her to his office to discuss her career. Of course, he is denying all the allegations, but this just broke last night.
Especially coworkers, you got to be careful. Mm-hmm. I remember you and I, a couple weekends ago, we were at UNLVino, and my husband wanted to take a picture of you and I and Kendall on the show, on the TV show. And we're standing there, and at one point I put my hand on your hand in a really awkward way. But I didn't notice that I did it. It was just, yeah. I just did it. And then as I looked down, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like almost holding your hand.
We were weirdly holding hands for some reason.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. That was probably really awkward for you. I apologize. And I couldn't stop thinking about that for 2 days. I'm like, I hope I didn't make him uncomfortable by touching his hand.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
But I'm like, we're holding hands. And I thought it was nice, and someone pointed out, why are you guys holding hands? I'm like, I don't know.
I
worked for the picture.
I wonder if I still have the picture.
Kendall got jealous that we weren't holding his
He's
hand.
He's like, why are you not holding my hand? Come on now.
Prince William and Kate Middleton have revealed their royal baby boy's name.
Kanye.
No, it is not Kanye.
What?
Louis Arthur Charles.
Louis! I like it!
The baby will be known as His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge.
That's what we predicted. That was one of the names high up on the list. That
was it Louis was?
Louis. I can't find the hand-holding picture, not to get off topic, but... You must have the
yeah, I have it.
And holding picture.
There we are, holding hands.
Yeah, that's cute.
Isn't that the sweet name?
Yeah, that's a king's name for sure.
The big movie this weekend, Avengers Infinity War. Do you think you'll check it out this weekend or wait for like maybe the hype and crowds to die down?
Well, my daughter has a volleyball tournament all weekend. So
sneak out and go watch it.
I have to take her. She's dying to see it. I think we're going to probably see it this weekend. What about you?
Yeah, I might. My wife's out of town this weekend. So maybe I'll do like a solo movie trip Saturday morning, like early, be one of the first viewings Saturday morning or Sunday morning.
You can always join us if you'd like.
Let me know when you're going.
I'll hold your hand.
James Corden, he had the entire cast of the Avengers on his show last night. And he took them on a ride around Hollywood in one of those Star Tours buses. And they ended up doing a parody of We Are the World. So here it is from last night with James Corden and the cast of the Avengers.
We save the world. We are Avengers.
We are Avengers.
All we need to win these beasts till we have dentures.
So, let me ask you a question. On the Avengers, are the bad guys even considered Avengers, or are only good guys considered Avengers? Because they're avenging. So, are they all Avengers, or just the good guys?
Was the Avengers like the name of their gang? We are the Avengers. They're all superheroes, supervillains, but the Avengers is like They're like the Sons of Anarchy. That's the name of their group.
Oh.
We are the Avengers.
Like, we're Nevadans, they're Avengers.
They're Avengers, I think.
So there's some good Nevadans, or some bad Nevadans.
Yeah.
I'm a good one, you're a bad one. I'm just kidding.
But they are like, hey, we're Avengers.
Okay,
hey.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm up to speed on my superhero lingo, you know?
I could be wrong, though.
No, we usually are.
We have for you right now a pair of Silver Season passes to Wet n Wild. This will give you unlimited entry into Wet n Wild. You want the passes, just be caller 20 at 702-364-9400. If that's you get to play. Heads up.
We have one category for you to choose from. It's Beast Coast. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400.
More Mercedes in the Morning is coming up next.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
All right.
Woo! Yeah.
All right, let's do this. We want to get you these Silver Season passes to Wet n Wild. You just need to pick a partner because the category is picked for you. It's Beast Coast, and this is these are places and things you would see on the East Coast, okay?
Okay, I'm going to go with you, Mercedes.
Okay, now I just want to reiterate, it's places and things because yesterday we had a similar category but on the West Coast, and she thought it was all cities. So it's not just cities on this one. It's things, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. You guys ready?
60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you get those Silver Season passes. You start now.
This place is also known as the Big Apple.
New York.
Yes. This is something you see in the winter months, and it comes from the sky.
Snow.
Yes. This is our nation's capital.
Nation's capital.
Where the president lives?
Washington, D.C.
Yes. This is, you see these like in Maine and they put out, they're like, they're really tall and lean and they're very beautiful. And if it's dark,
pine trees.
If it's dark, you can see because of them.
Stars.
No, pass. This is the really popular tourist destination in New York City.
New York City destination, popular.
Where, like, people sing and people go. There's all those billboards.
10 seconds.
Oh, boy. Pass. This is where Snooki hung out. And all the cast of the what?
Time.
Jersey Shore.
It was Jersey Shore, but it wasn't enough. Darn it. We got hung up on lighthouses.
Oh, lighthouses.
I'm so sorry. And Times Square was the tourist destination.
Times Square. Oh, darn it.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Call and hang up and call right back because caller 20, you're going to get these passes. What are they again, JC?
The Silver Season passes to Wet n Wild, which would give you unlimited entry into Wet n Wild. I'm sorry, all summer. I'm distracted by what's going on with your hand over there.
What the? Oh, my finger.
Ew. Yeah. I didn't mean to react like that. Oh. What happened?
I got a dumb
gym injury. Oh, my gosh.
Look
at that.
It was. I don't even want to say how I injured it. It's so dumb.
Oh, no. You're going to tell us what happened. And you're going to tell us what happened next. It's Mix 94.1. What a morning it is. We have your passes to Disneyland. A four-pack of passes at 7:40. And at 7 o'clock, we have brand new music, world premiere music, coming up from Jason Mraz. Can we please talk about your hand?
It was just a dumb gym injury. I think that's where most of the dumb injuries come from. Of course, you're going to get your normal injuries that happen at the gym. Maybe you twist an ankle running on the treadmill or you, I don't know, JC. You squat too much and you collapse.
Tripping on the treadmill is one of the funniest things.
Oh, tripping on the treadmill is totally different than just actually
hit that treadmill and then it just shoots you off and you go tumbling across the gym.
Does anyone have like a dumb gym injury that they got? 702-364-9400. So yesterday I was at the gym and we were doing rope climbs, and rope climbs are one of those things that I feel so powerful when I accomplish it, because as a kid I could never climb up the rope in elementary school. I just didn't have the upper body strength.
Mm-hmm.
And now I actually have it and I'm able to get up there. And so we were just practicing because the workout we were doing, you had to do a rope climb in it. And so we were just practicing and I was getting up there and I got up really high. And what's the one fear I have that you know of, JC?
Heights.
I usually just look straight ahead, but for some reason I looked down once I was at the top and I started freaking out. You're up high. There's no like mat I can just jump off of and land on. you're up that high. So I start hyperventilating and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I freak out. And instead of climbing back down nice and slow, I pretend I'm the firefighter on one of the fire poles. And I go, and I slide down the entire rope. So I look down and I feel something kind of hitting my pinky. And I'm like, what's that? And I look and it's basically the skin from my ring finger flapping around. Hitting my pinky.
Is that the actual skin?
No, that's a flesh-colored band-aid.
Okay, yeah. I thought that at first that was the actual loose skin dangling off like that right now.
No, it cut off so much skin that, you know, when you get to that tender part of your skin, like so many layers that I can't touch anything without it hurting, even
stings.
Water, like washing my hands. It hurts so bad. Myself in the shower last night, I was crying. I'm like, oh, why?
See, I know you so well, though. You have that fear of heights. And if I would have saw you sliding down like that and your skin just literally like being shredded off like cheese, I would have put pumpkin seeds at the bottom of the rope. And you would have quickly climbed back up to the top of the top of the rope.
And we'd have time to get a ladder and I could climb back down.
Yes.
You are brilliant, JC. Let's talk to Matthew. Matthew, you say you have a dumb gym injury. What happened to you?
I do. I was actually at the gym. And I was actually walking on the treadmill getting ready to start running. And all of a sudden, I twisted my neck for some stupid reason. And it was I actually had to stop. And there's all these guys in front of me that are working on barbells and, you know, doing all their stuff. And here I am. I've got a neck injury, and I'm barely walking on the treadmill.
And you just got it from looking at something. I'm sorry, Matthew. That is embarrassing. You're like, oh, man, I don't know what happened here. Rhonda, you had a treadmill injury. What happened?
I did. I didn't get hurt, but it was so embarrassing. We were at a 24-hour gym where you swipe your card. Nobody's actually working there, thank goodness. And I went with a friend, and I had never been on a treadmill before. And she told me to start, like, you know, with a leg on either side and then put them on as you start walking. And I did, but she didn't tell me how to get off. And so she has her headphones on, and I thought, okay, do the same thing. You put a leg on each side to get off. And so I put my right leg on the side, and my left leg kept going. And so I'm doing the split, which I'm not flexible. I'm fluffy. And I'm doing the split, and I fall, like, boobs down in the split, and I'm just like, my boobs are bouncing. I don't know how to get off, and she is not noticing because she's, like, got her headphones on. And finally, I, like, get to the very edge and, like, pull and, you know, and she looks in the mirror and realizes I'm gone.
Oh, she's and, like, where'd she go? Oh, where's she at?
Rhonda's down. Did she just say, I'm not flexible, I'm fluffy?
Oh,
I love you, Rhonda.
Rhonda, I think we can all relate. Thank you.
And I think we need the name of that gym, because I know at those 24-hour gyms where you have your own access,
yeah,
they have cameras. We need to see this footage, Rhonda.
Oh, we need to get it. Lori, did something happen to you?
Yes. I was also at a 24-hour gym. And I was running on the treadmill, and I tripped. And my left hand instinctively reached out to grab the bar while my legs, like, swung out from underneath me. And it ripped my shoulder since my arm was holding on to the left-hand side rail. And the rest of my body was just, like, flung off, and it just tore up my shoulder. And it hurt to this day.
That's terrible. That's a sad injury. That's not, like, a funny... No, I guess no injuries are funny, but, oh, my gosh, there's so many treadmill ones.
My recent injury is not a gym injury. I told you about this the other day. I was in my house, and I was picking up some clothes off the floor and kind of just kicking the clothes towards the laundry bin.
Yeah.
And I went to kick a towel really hard, and the towel was close to the bedpost and just jammed my toe and hurt all day long. Well, I got home that night and took off my sock and saw... You want to see my toe, what it looks like?
Okay.
It's a picture. It's not the actual toe. It's a picture. Ready?
Of the sock?
No, my toe. How bruised my toe is.
Ew! Are you sure that's not a finger? Your toes are so abnormally
long.
That
is my toe. There's another one.
That looks like a child's finger.
a baby's finger.
We should put that on Instagram and have people guess. Is this a toe or a baby finger? That's gross.
I
it's
know.
Still bruised?
Yeah, it's still look how tiny my baby toe is, too.
Do you have a nail on your baby toe?
I do. It's a very tiny nail. Are you nailless?
I have, like, almost a non-existent nail on my baby toe. It's so weird. When I get a pedicure and she goes to paint it, she has to paint my skin.
It's just a little dab?
In like, a shape of a toenail. Because there's, like, no toenail. I am a freak of nature. I got a wonky pinky. I've got pinky toe nails. I've got the skin. My bones basically exposed to the world on my finger. I'm just a mess.
Well, these oddities you can see in person tonight at the residences at the Gramercy. Mercedes and I will be there tonight from 6 to 8. We want you to come join us. Russell and 215, food and drink and our hockey shirts and Mercedes wonky
pinky
and my awesome looking toe.
Yeah, please wear flip-flops so we can look at it.
You got the hot three coming up next. What do you have?
What part of your car has the most germs? Also, do your kids know what some common items from your childhood are? Chances are they don't. And a newspaper delivery guy is the most dedicated newspaper delivery guy ever. Wait until you hear what he did. It's all coming up next in the hot three.
Maroon 5, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, a four-pack of passes for you to Disneyland coming up at 7:40, and at 7 o'clock, world premiere music from Jason Mraz.
The latest news updates happen now. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Nick Lynn Property Management.
Okay, so a new study took swabs from 20 parts of the inside of a car to figure out where the most germs are, and the samples taken showed that the steering wheel, the most touched part of the car, was one of the most germ-free areas swabbed, while the trunk is the most contaminated. I was very surprised at these findings. The other areas with the most visible bacteria were the driver's footwell, the seatbelt button, and the handbrake. Do you have a handbrake?
Oh, yeah. You've got one. Oh, no. Is yours foot? The emergency brake is probably foot.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, mine's so I can, like the muscle, you need it right there.
So you can do like a spin out?
Yeah, thing. I do stuff like that.
All right. Well, the swabs also looked at spots in the car that accumulated mold. So the cup holder, the inside door handle, and the radio volume button all tested positive for mold.
Ooh. Ooh. Also, if you go under the seat, if like find like that French fry or...
Yeah.
That is like a, it's an abyss down there. You drop something on the side between the actual like dividing console, the console thing and your seat, that little pocket down there. I drop my phone down there. It takes forever to get that thing out.
It's almost impossible to get it out.
They sell a net you can buy and put there that'll catch. So if you drop your phone or your keys down there, the net will catch it and just pick it right up.
I need one of those for my couch because... on the side of my couch, I like to sit there and eat like popcorn and stuff, and it'll always fall down there. And then I'll go to grab it, and then instead of getting it with my fingers, because I have to go delicately, it pushes it down, and then it falls. And it's not like it falls to the floor. There's some sort of like catch in
something
there.
Underneath.
So it's in my couch now, and I can't get it out.
Some good eating inside your couch.
And there's lots of popcorn in there. Lots of popcorn. Also, this morning, if you weren't convinced you were old before, this should pretty much seal the deal. A new survey showed pictures of old technology to kids who were between the ages of 6 and 18 years old and asked them what they were looking at. And here are the results, old timer. 86% of kids had no idea what a pager was. 86%.
What was the age group on it again?
It was 6 to 18.
Okay.
It just looks like a big block
of what is that
of
thing?
Nothing. Uh-huh. What is that? An overhead projector. 71% of kids did not know what that was.
They don't have those in schools anymore?
No, they use whiteboards now.
Because the overhead projector, you had to have the clear paper to put down to write on and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
With the vis-a-vis pens?
Yes, special pens.
Vis-a-vis. That was 71% don't know what those are. A floppy disk. 67% don't know what those are. A cassette, 40%. And a videotape, 37%.
Would your girls know what all these things are?
I probably not. A cassette, I think they'd know, and I think they'd know a videotape. But
the overhead projector, too?
No,
like, what is that, robot?
I don't think so. Some of these, there's other ones on here. A typewriter, a record player, a postcard, a disposable camera, and a rotary phone. Like, I'm pretty sure my kids have never seen a rotary phone, ever. Not even at my mom's house.
I was going to say, my grandma's house?
Yeah, exactly.
And the postcard, too. Remember, like, traveling, buying the postcard, writing the note on the postcard?
Standing at the little kiosk with the turning thing.
Yeah, and finding the right one.
Which one should I go with? The weather is here. Wish you were beautiful. Oh, I get it.
And then you know the post person read the note. Delivering the postcards?
Oh, yeah. They always read it.
Oh, okay. And drop it in the mail.
How can you not read it when the address is on there? You have to read it.
Everything's on there.
Finally, this morning, if there were more people with this kind of passion in the newspaper industry, maybe it wouldn't be dying. I don't know. A newspaper delivery guy in Anchorage, Alaska was attacked by three guys around 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday. At least one of them had a knife and stabbed him several times on his upper and lower body. And he was bleeding pretty heavily, but instead of calling 911 or going to the hospital, he just continued on his route and kept delivering papers. The cops didn't find out about it until 3 hours later when several customers called 911. They got worried when they found bloody newspapers on their doorsteps. And they saw a trail of blood in the hallway of their apartment building. It's not clear why the delivery guy didn't call 911 earlier, but he was treated at a hospital. And luckily, his injuries were not life-threatening. Police are still trying to find the guys who did it.
Hey, you go get your paper in the morning. Blood,
it's
a trail of blood.
Ew.
I gotta read the comics. Let's do Imagine Dragons. And then right after this, world premiere music from Jason Mraz. It's Mix 94.1. And that's it.
What'd you think? Brand new Jason Mraz. I liked it. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Jason Mraz. He's a good guy.
That's a good song. That's brand new Mix Friday. World premiere music from Jason Mraz. You know, let us know what you guys think about it.
From my mom to your mom, that your mom is so sweet.
I really did like Aww. It.
She said, I got a message. Tina just sounds so sweet. Both of our moms were on the show.
I love our moms. Yeah, our moms are so great. They really are.
We're talking about umbilical cords, and Mercedes saved used to have Brooklyn and Sophie's, and I thought that was so bizarre. And you said, no, I bet you my mom has mine. And we called your mom, and she said, no, she doesn't have your umbilical cord. And then we called my mom, and she said, like, no, we tossed that thing out as soon as that thing fell off.
Nothing. No, and I was the only one who did that.
But then you asked my mom, does she have any keepsakes of mine? And she said, I have some hair. And we're like, oh, she's like, yeah, from when he got his first haircut, his Uncle Ron gave him his first haircut, and I saved the hair. So I was talking to my mom last night. I said, I'd never really put much thought into it. I'm like, why did, for my first haircut, did Uncle Ron come to the house, my uncle, to cut my hair? And she said he took like 2 hours to do it. I'm like, A, why Uncle Ron? And B, what takes him 2 hours to cut my hair? And she revealed to me that I was actually an experimental guinea pig for my Uncle Ron, who was going to beauty school at the time. He wanted to become a hairstylist, a barber, and he needed to practice on people. So my mom must have been like, come over to the house.
You practice on JC?
Yeah, so my Uncle Ron,
geez,
who was going to beauty school, he needed someone to practice on. I just envisioned, like, I don't know, like John Travolta back in Grease, beauty school dropout.
Oh.
That kind of look coming over my house, like, hey, where is he?
You're in curlers,
yeah,
and stuff. I think that that's common, though, don't you? I mean, everyone has to be a guinea pig for their loved ones for something. If you're going to do something, especially a trade as a profession, you're going to ask your family members if you can practice on them. Don't you think you're not? I know you're not the only one out there. Have you ever been a guinea pig for either a family member or a friend that needed to practice something? And they're like, hey, can I do your hair? Can I cut your hair? And you're probably thinking, oh, I really love this person. I really want to support them, but I don't want them to touch my hair. 702-364-9400. You can text us at 21732. I get eyelash extensions. So the girl who, the very first person I went to, who I don't go to anymore, she would ask all her friends if she could do their eyelashes. And the reason I don't go to that one anymore is because I went the first time they were okay, but then I started seeing the pictures of the ones she's doing, and I was like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to find someone new, but thank you very much. And so, but they were all the guinea pigs for her.
Yeah.
And so they're thinking, oh, free lashes, sweet, but it wasn't worth it.
Or if you're like practicing to be a masseuse, you need to practice on someone.
That one I would let them do for
or,
sure.
Or what about a dentist? If you had a family member who was going to dental school and they're like, hey, you know, we learned this. Can I bring home the scraper and try it on your gums tonight?
Well, you know, the dental students, they do. It's for people who can't afford dental care, you can take them, your family there to the dental school, and the students will do the work on you, and it's free.
That's brilliant.
Or lower priced, from what I understand, and that's how they get their practice. In that case, yeah, because they're going to school. I think they know what they're doing, mm-hmm. So absolutely. But if it's just like my brother who's like, I'm thinking about going to dental school one day. Can I just try this and see if it works? I don't know. Let's talk to Marcus. Marcus, were you ever the guinea pig for someone on something?
Well, my wife is a hairstylist, so I'm constantly always the guinea pig for her. But I've actually ended up with a lovely mullet And I don't know how this ever happened, but it's off the back of my head. And I'm like, wow, I'm actually really starting to dig it. It's really long.
So
my shoulders.
Did she mean to give you a mullet?
I think she wanted to see if I can grow out hair off the back of my head because it's starting to thin out on the top part a little bit. So.
Oh, so there's a method behind her madness. Yeah, you're kind of like, oh, boy. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Brandy. Hey, Brandy, when were you the guinea pig?
Hi, good morning. When my sister was going to esthetician school, she needed models for facials and then for waxing. So it was amazing to get all the free facials. A little painful for the waxing sometimes.
But you've got to let her practice.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that's what happens.
Or they can't. It's bad if you leave it on too long, right? The wax is a certain amount of time. You can't leave it on too long because if it's too short of a time, you can't do a peel. Nothing comes off. If you leave it on too long, that's when it's bad, right?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. You don't want to leave it there so it just gets stuck permanently. Rich, what happened to you?
Rick? Well, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, nothing really. She drew blood, I think I would say maybe 6 times in like 2 months until she took her test.
She was a hairstylist?
No, she was a phlebotomist.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, she's cutting your hair and she drew blood 6 times before she took her test?
Maybe after the 3rd time you stop going back?
No, but still, a phlebotomist? Yeah. Oh, man, you have to let her poke you?
Oh.
Oh, that would be difficult. I would not want to sign up for that one.
My wife bought one of those, this is when we first started dating, one of those do-it-yourself manicure kits with like all the bells and whistles.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to give me one. So I'm like, yeah, fine. And I wasn't looking at it. It kept hurting. I'm like, ow, ow, ow. She's like, no, that's part of the process. When she finished and I looked down at my fingers, there was trails of blood.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my gosh. It was awful.
I bet you still told her you loved it.
Yeah, these are great, honey.
Nice job. This is really nice.
We're sending you to Disneyland. That 4-pack of passes is coming up at 7:40.
This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Out of the corner, Perron. Back again, Braden McNabb. His shot. Scores! Leaves it there. A shot. Scores! Hershey Show. Scores! Touch right in. For a chance. He scores! Riley Smith finds the handle. They score! Take it to the outside for Carlson. One-timer. Miller. He scores! Perron holding on to it. Moved inside. Power move. Scores! James Neal at the side of the goal.
Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the morning.
We are sending you to Disneyland. We have a 4-pack of passes coming up at 7:40. You're not qualifying for these passes. You're going to win them. Straight up, 7:40.
This is your last day to do so.
That's right. Today's Friday.
I know, but we have 2 chances, so make sure you're listening.
You ready for some razzle and some dazzle?
Yes.
I produced a brand new dirt open.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you've been busy.
We world premiered some Jason Mraz earlier this hour. Here it is, world premiere new dirt open.
Celebrity news you want to know.
I'm here for your entertainment.
It's the Daily Dirt. Mix 94.1.
That sounds amazing. Don't we have people that are supposed to do that, though, so you don't have to do that?
So what?
I was just checking.
What about this bed? Is this too loud?
I kind of like it. But keep talking, and then I'll let you know if...
Okay, I have to lower it down a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Avicii's family released a new statement implying that he committed suicide. So Avicii died last week at the age of 28, and the statement was vague, but the line everyone is picking up on is, it reads, he really struggled with thoughts about meaning, life, happiness. He could not go on any longer. He wanted to find peace.
Oh, boy.
That's sad news.
That's really sad. So young.
28 and so talented,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. That's a bummer.
We have a royal baby name. Prince William and Kate Middleton. You know they love One Direction?
Yes.
So the baby's name is Louis.
Oh, it has nothing to do with, like, past kings.
Nope. Gotcha. So Louis, middle name Arthur. They love that movie from the 80s, Arthur, about the alcoholic, Dudley Moore.
Oh, okay.
So that's how they got Arthur.
The alcoholic.
And then Charles.
How do you know
after
if...
Charles Barkley. So Louis Arthur Charles is the baby's name.
How do you know if their name is Louis, if it's Louis or Louis? How do you know?
I don't know.
It's just...
It throws me every time. But I heard a TV report say Louis. That's how I knew.
I heard that too this morning. But when I first saw it, I thought, oh, Louis. And I'm like, no, because King Louis, that's what they called him, so it must be Louis. But I just wonder if there's a special way you ever knew which one it was.
The baby will be known as His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge.
So sophisticated for a little kid, though. Like, have you ever... Sometimes you give babies adult names, and then as an adult, it totally fits. But as a baby, it's very like, wow, okay. Like, what's your baby's name? Bruce. That just seems like, whoa, that's not really a baby's name. But they grow into men, obviously.
Well, the name is so long. His official name, like, I just envision the kids playing, like, Red Rover. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge over.
And he's like, okay. Here I go.
Gets clotheslined. Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons and his wife, Asia?
Yeah.
Asia. They're in a 7-year marriage. Dan actually announced the news on Twitter yesterday. He wrote, after 7 beautiful years together, Asia and I's marriage has come to an end. Our children continue to be the most important thing in our lives, and we will continue to co-parent them with all of our love. I ask that you please respect our privacy at this time as we work through this as a family. They have 3 kids together. Like we said earlier, I saw that tweet and my heart sunk.
It was, oh man. Yeah, same. I felt terrible for what they're going through. But again, we don't know what was going on, how long this has been in the works, and really none of our business.
Imagine Dragons, their Twitter account posted a picture of Dan and each individual band member. But man, he is like in the best shape of his life right now.
He is.
Hubba, hubba.
I told you one of my girlfriends goes to the same yoga studio he goes to, or went to. I don't know if he still goes there, but he's in really good shape.
We were at an event with him, and he was talking about how he had like debilitating back pain, like really bad, and got him out of shape and stuff. And then he started doing yoga and stretching, and he was able to work through those back issues. I don't know if we're completely, but able to work out more and get in shape like the way he looks now.
It totally transforms you, from what I understand.
Same here. I can't touch my toes. You kidding me? CinemaCon wrapped up last night. It was a huge convention for movie theater owners. And this is when the movie studios give the theater owners a sneak peek at their upcoming movies. It went down at Caesar's Palace. But man, some stars in town last night. Jodie Foster, Jamie Foxx, Jonah Hill, Anna Kendrick, Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I love her.
I'm guessing they're all still in town. They probably spent the night here in Vegas. Samuel L. Jackson, Benicio Del Toro, Dakota Johnson, Mila Kunis, Ronda Rousey was here this week, Mark Wahlberg, John Cena, Ryan Gosling.
It's just huge. It's just huge. So many celebrities in town for that.
So maybe going to the airport this morning, some of these stars are flying out, you might bump into them.
Yeah, if you see one and you can convince them to call us on your cell, we'll hook
you We'll give
you
one
up.
Of our hockey shirts.
Yeah, a hockey shirt.
Yeah, a hockey shirt. The Emmys will take place on NBC on September 20th, and we now have our host, Saturday Night Live Weekend Update anchors Colin Jost and Michael Che.
I think they'll be good.
I think it's going to be great.
I like them.
They're funny. The last time an SNL personality hosted the Emmys, that was back in 1983 when Eddie Murphy hosted the Emmys.
Wow. In 1983.
It's a long time since an SNL star.
Before I started watching the Emmys.
So we have your passes to Disneyland. That 4-pack of passes is coming up at 7:40. Here's Imagine Dragons. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, those passes for you to Disneyland coming up in just about 15 minutes.
Who's War Machine?
Who?
War Machine?
War Machine?
Who's War Machine? A superhero.
Oh, he's a superhero.
Named War Machine?
He is the one that is the machine of war.
Okay, because look, Avengers is out this weekend. It's out right now, and everyone's talking about it. I don't even know if War Machine's in the movie, but we're talking about some of the superheroes.
The cast,
okay?
The characters, yes.
Yeah, and I was talking to someone, and I'm like, so who's your favorite superhero? And they're like, War Machine. And I was like, oh, yeah, totally. And then I walked away. I was like, I don't even know who that is. But then I overheard him talking to someone else saying, like, he's definitely the most powerful of all the superheroes. And I'm like, I thought Superman was supposed to be the most powerful, thinking to myself, but who is the most powerful superhero of all the superheroes? And I don't even know about War Machine. That's not that UFC fighter that...
That's what I thought about when he first said it. I thought maybe he's back in the news, but he's in prison.
Okay. Oh, and now we're getting some texts here at 21732. Coming up next, let's talk about the greatest superhero of all time and the most powerful superhero of all time. And we're going to try to figure out who War Machine is.
Can we talk about the powerless superhero, too? Because I've got to change. It's no longer to me Aquaman. It's someone else. And he's a bum.
He's a bum?
He is a bum.
Oh, I want to hear who you think it is.
It's coming up in 3 minutes.
Okay, we're talking about superheroes, and Teresa is going to school us all on who War Machine is. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. War Machine is Iron Man's friend, Brody, the guy that's in the Air Force, and his Iron Man suit is blue.
Oh, so he has a did Iron Man give him his suit, or did he make his own?
He stole it.
He stole it.
Oh, so what does that make it? Why does that make him the best superhero of all time? Then
is he a bad guy?
No.
Oh, but he stole it. I thought superheroes don't steal.
Well, they usually don't, but he kind of took it. Iron Man 3, he took it.
Oh, okay.
And so he's Iron Man's best friend. Maybe he helped Iron Man move or something like that. That's why he's the best superhero, because like Thor's like, I'm busy. And then War Machine's like, I can help you.
And he's like, instead of paying you in pizza and beer, I'll give you a new suit. Maybe? I don't know. Thank you for that. And we're getting a lot of texts here at 21732. Saying that he's Iron Man's bestie, played by Don Cheadle.
Oh, the Don Cheadle's character,
okay,
sure.
Okay, I'm looking forward to watching The Avengers, but I haven't seen, like, every Marvel movie. I think I missed Iron Man 3. I think I missed the second Captain America. So I just kind of come in and out when they pique my interest. So this is the big one. They're all together in this. But when it comes down to it, this guy was saying War Machine's probably one of the most powerful. Mm-hmm. I always thought in my mind that, well, I know Superman's DC, and we're talking
overall superheroes.
Overall, okay.
We had Batman versus Superman. Like, who would you think it's Superman?
I just always assumed Superman was the most powerful. Man of Steel, the speed of a, what is it, speeding bullet or
yeah,
something like that. So I always thought he was supposed to be the most powerful, but who do you think is the most powerful superhero out there?
I think of, like, when I think the opposite end, like the least powerful, or like the superhero with like the weakest powers. I always go to Aquaman because to me he's contained to the ocean, and that this is no good here in town if something's happening in Las Vegas in the middle of the desert.
Okay,
I know he's got this thing of spear, or the sphere or something.
His trident.
They wrote it at the last minute, like, hey, this guy can only save people in the water. What do we do? Give him a trident.
He's always done it that way, but yeah, but whatever. Go ahead.
Who's the guy with the bow and arrow? Hawkeye?
Hawkeye?
Yeah. He shoots a bow and arrow.
But can't he jump around a lot? Can't he even fly?
He's a marksman is what he is. No, Hawkeye, can he... What, does he have wings all of a sudden?
I thought he could fly.
No.
That's another guy that can fly.
Yeah, I don't think Hawkeye can fly. So in essence, he shoots a bow and arrow.
Well, Hawkeyes know how to fly. That's a bird.
Well, I thought it was Hawkeye because of his eye. Precision. So help! The building's on fire! Why are you shooting your arrows at it? We need water.
It worked for Katniss Everdeen, so why not?
Hawkeye. Bottom of the totem pole.
You think he's the... Okay, who's the most useless superhero and who's the most amazing superhero?
Oh, my cat is stuck in the tree. Oh, great, here's Hawkeye. Cat falls out dead.
No, he can shoot the arrow above the tree with a line attached to it and swing by, grab the cat, and the cat is saved.
Oh, at that point, the cat's already over it.
No. 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Christian. Hey, Christian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. When it comes to superheroes, we're talking DC, Avengers, who's the most worthless, and who's the most valuable?
Okay, if we're talking about most valuable, I can go on for this about days, so of course you guys don't get me to start time. If we're talking about most valuable, we're going to say Superman, just the top of my head. Super strength, super speed, invulnerable to most things, except kryptonite, which is a very rare substance. And if we're talking about least valuable, that's hard because I can see value in every superhero.
I do,
along
too.
A hero, to me, I think he's the most valuable person in the world.
Yeah, I think you're
right. No, you got to find the least valuable. Come on.
Whose skills are not most valuable. Well, I think one of our junior listeners, Layden, will break it down for us. Layden, before we get to your favorite superhero, can you tell us who's the least valuable superhero?
I
gotta put. He's not even coming through.
Yeah.
Layden is calling from the planet Krypton. Hold
he's
on one second, buddy. We'll come back
to
a little
through.
Bit here. Yeah, it's kind of a low connection.
Let's talk to Jasmine. Jasmine, what do you think? Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I think that Superman is definitely the best superhero because One, he has, like, the strength of the Hulk. He can fly. He can pretty much do everything. So.
Yeah, he's a, it seems to me like he's the gold standard. When you say, oh, man, you look, we're killing it at the gym today. You look like Superman. That's who we compare you to. We don't say like, wow, you were killing at the gym today. You look like Robin.
No, you don't. You see guys at the gym wearing Batman shirts and Superman shirts all the time. You never see a guy wearing a Robin shirt. You think Robin is the least valuable superhero?
Yeah.
The Boy Wonder?
What is Robin, seriously? Let's think about Robin.
Oh, you got to read the Robin. There's some, like, the Robin comics are pretty good. They kind of revamped him. You're thinking of the wimpy Robin? They gave him some muscles. There's a new Robin.
Robin has muscles now?
He got a makeover.
I don't know. I think Robin is totally worthless. He's just his tag along. He's like the errand boy. Batman needs something. Hey, Robin. Kevin, you grab me that super power machine thing that I have. Oh, here you go, Batman.
Well, I'm saving the universe. Get my dry cleaning. Disneyland passes in 5 minutes. Hot Three's up next. What do we have?
Let's talk about those Golden Knights, yeah. Shall we? They beat the San Jose Sharks last night. We'll give you a little recap on that. Also, what is texting and driving is actually most common during a certain time of day. When do you want to not be on the roadways? And the best color to wear on a first date. Mark it down. We'll tell you what the color is and why it's the best color to wear. And it's coming up next in the Hot Three.
Mix 94.1.
Jimmy.
Yes.
You are caller 20.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, you're going to Disneyland to celebrate friendship and beyond during the first ever Pixar Fest. You get a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Who's going to Disneyland, baby?
Oh, someone's excited. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys are going to have a great time. And if you're trying to win your passes, you still have a couple of chances left. Next chance happening in the 9 o'clock hour.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3. The latest news updates happen now on Mix 94.1.
The first message of the second round in this series belongs to Marc-Andre Fleury and the Vegas Golden Knights.
Seriously, how exciting was that game last night? The Vegas Golden Knights are 3 victories away from advancing to in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They shut out the San Jose Sharks last night, 7-0. 7 different players scored for the Knights. And if you were at the game, I hope you kept your ticket stub and you should go to Krispy Kreme this morning because you get Marc-Andre donuts. Congratulations.
Everyone just involved with that team is just amazing. From the people, whoever's idea it was last night saying, hey, we're playing the Sharks. Let's put little miniature sharks in the urinals here at T-Mobile.
That was so funny.
Awesome.
It's the little things,
it
you
is.
Know? And we'll say that there was one thing I was not a fan of, and it's just the new announcer guys.
Oh, the NBC announcers.
I nothing against them, but I just really love hearing our boy Shane Knighty on the AT&T announcers.
They're our guys. Yeah.
It wasn't the same experience, but what was nice is after the game, I went to that channel and they had the post-game coverage.
Or normal
and
coverage.
And Shane was doing coverage and talking about the game and they were doing stuff then, but I just am used to hearing our guys.
Because the NBC announcers in the beginning, they were getting some of the names wrong, too, and they were correcting themselves.
Were they really?
A couple names out because I heard them correct themselves. So, yeah, we love Shane. He mentioned that he would be willing to come down and do the play-by-play on the radio while we all did a watch-along for the games. We need to follow up with him to see if he still wants to do that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they put him to work anyway, so I don't know if he'll be able to do that. But.
And then I saw that towards the end of the game, they had the wave going, and Fleury actually participated. You
I
know,
finally saw that.
He lifts his glove up.
He just won.
Yeah, oh, so awesome.
It was so exciting. So what a team, and cannot wait to see what they do. Saturday night at the T-Mobile Arena, game time is 5 p.m. Also this morning, you always have to worry about people texting and driving now, no matter what time of day it is. Someone near you is probably doing it, but a new study figured out when it's at its peak each day, a hands-free texting app called Driver Mode looked at the timestamps of about 7 million texts that were sent last year, and people were most likely to text and drive during evening rush hour. It makes sense because you're more likely to be texting about dinner plans or meeting up with friends at that point than you are during your morning commute. And on average, we send around 7 text messages between 5 and 6 p.m. and about 6 text messages an hour during our morning commute. It might not sound like a huge difference, but it means there's about 15% more texting and driving going on during your trip home than on your drive to work. So
it's something to think about. You look, you always see that car that starts going slow on the freeway, and you go to pass them, and you realize they're looking down at their phone.
It's annoying, right?
Yeah.
Do you honk? Do you do anything?
No, I've cut back on honking, and if someone cuts me off, I don't give gestures. I kind of just, I just try to play cool. Like, hey, it's all right. You cut me off. You probably didn't mean to. It's cool. I play cool.
There was some lady that gave me a stare down yesterday while driving. So I'm in the fast lane. I'm on the Summerlin Parkway, and I'm going fast. I'm passing people in the right lane, but apparently it was not fast enough for her. So I can't move over yet because there's cars there. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing my best, but I'm sorry. I got a ticket on this stretch of road before. I'm not going to go as fast as you are just to speed up and get over because I'm not going to get a ticket because I'll get the ticket. That's just my luck. So I'm trying to get into a spot where I can turn, you know, go into the next lane, and she's on my butt. And so I finally pass all the cars and I get over, and she comes zooming up. She slows down so she can turn and look at me. And then she turns back around.
She showed you.
Wow. Good one. And I like did a thumbs up. I was like, hey, how's it going? I moved out of your way. Yeah, what can I do?
Man, that's Summerlin Parkway construction. Let's get that done.
Seriously.
There's accidents there all the time.
And just the traffic backup is crazy.
Yeah, traffic's real bad.
But yet, NHP, they are all over that. As they should be. You shouldn't be speeding. But it's misleading because in areas that it was 65, it is now 55. Then you're in a construction zone and it's totally different. And it's really scary.
Well, same thing with Spaghetti Bowl. I can't figure out when that's all said and done, where you're going. Like, just what exits are going to be what. I can't wait for that to get finished and see how everything plays out. Because even if you're doing 15 North, getting on 95 North, that's a whole new on-ramp now.
It is. It's so
like, whoa, when this pop up?
I know.
Hey, here we go.
Finally, this morning, there's an old theory that you should wear red on a first date because it's exciting and provocative and tied to love and romance and all of that. But apparently that is not true. Black is the new red. A study out of England found that black has become a more popular color choice to wear on dates, especially by people who are looking for an actual relationship and don't just want to hook up. The researcher said that that red might be more associated with relations, but dates appear to rely more heavily on black in order to attract a potential male.
So you're telling me Chris DeBerg has it wrong?
When did this song come out?
80s?
He probably had it right in the 80s, but we've evolved.
Yeah.
We're now on black. I feel like AC/DC had it right.
Yeah,
the whole time.
They did. This is Delamitri, and right after Delamitri, in 2 minutes, we have some brand new world premiere music from Jason Mraz. It's Mix 94.1. Brand new music from Jason Mraz. Have it all. It's Mix 94.1, and what an hour we have for you guys. Coming up, we kick off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. We've got the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. This week, it's the letter P, and we also have your passes to Life is Beautiful.
Get
coming
it?
Up at 8:25.
Passes with
oh,
P.
My gosh. I poisoned someone.
Poisoned.
This hour is brought to you by the letter P.
Why? How'd you poison someone?
You know I love my kombucha drink.
Yes.
It's full of probiotics.
It's the grape one, though. It has to be the grape one.
Is the best.
We learned about that because when it was out, JC was about to, like, he was so down and depressed. I've never seen you like
oh,
that.
Oh, letters to Whole Foods, letters to distributors. But now if it's back in town. The places that normally carry it have the grape kombucha. But there's a store that I go to, and I don't want to call the girl out, but there's a store that I go to, and I was talking about the great kombucha to her, and she's like, I got to try this. It sounds so good. I'm like, yeah, it's probiotics. They're great for your stomach. Awesome. So I went back to the store a week later, and she's like, I got to tell you something. I'm like, what's that? She's like, I tried your kombucha. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And I got sick. The probiotics were apparently too much for her stomach and just didn't sit right, and she drank the kombucha, and she got sick after the fact. So I felt so bad.
You have to be prepared for how you may react to that stuff.
Some people, if you're going to drink it, the probiotics, that could be heavy on your stomach. Maybe have half a glass. She did the full bottle. She's pounding the thing.
Because it tastes delicious. Mm. It's carbonated. It's the grape one. I've had it on your recommendation, too. It tastes delicious. It tastes like you're drinking some sort of sweet soda.
Oh, I love it. I can't get enough of it.
It's great, but it does have a lot of probiotics in it, so it's going to kind of move things around in there, and you're going to get your innards moving more
get the
more
plumbing going, yes.
Than it did before.
And,
so.
And it got hers going rapid fires. So have you ever had a recommendation gone wrong? Because she heard me talking about the kombucha and everything, and she went out all excited to try it. And after she drank it, you know she was cursing my name.
Oh, man. That's the worst. When you highly recommend something and then someone does not like it. Like, you oversold it. You're like, it's fantastic. You're going to love it. Did you ever oversell something and it went horribly wrong? Or what was the recommendation you took from someone that it did not live up to what they said it would be? 702-364-9400. You can text us at 21732. I feel like I did that to you, that I recommended something to you and you were like, ugh. Because you never really spoke of it that much. Whenever I asked you about it, you were kind of like, oh, yeah. Like, I really think I had a recommendation for you gone wrong. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Can I write it down?
Yeah.
Because I remember I texted you when it was all happening.
Okay. Because I feel like you didn't like it. No. Did you have a bad situation with that? That was a person that performs a service.
Yes. Because this person came to perform the service in my house, and his first thing was, where's your restroom?
Oh.
I said, it's around the corner, and he was in there for 35 minutes.
Okay.
And I just texted him and said, hey, so-and-so's here, and he's been in my bathroom for 35 minutes. Great service
that.
He provided, but he had to take care of some. He had a kombucha, but I think before he came to my house, he had to take care of business.
Maybe that's what it was on your recommendation. I recommended the grape kombucha on your behalf. No, it was when you were looking for a vacation spot, and I said our vacation spot is Coronado. And I suggested you stay at the Hotel Del, and it's our favorite place in the world. And you went, and I was like so excited to hear about your experience when you got back. And I'm like, how was it? Did you love it? Like, we love it. And you're like, it was good. It was great. And then you just like changed the subject, and you never ever spoke of it again. So I feel like my recommendation went horribly wrong.
No. It was a wonderful weekend. The hotel was awesome. The issue that weekend was weather, and I really messed up because it was Memorial Day weekend, and I'm just thinking fun in the sun, it's going to be hot and everything, and it was a rainy, cold weekend, and so our activities, there's no beach, we didn't have any beach time or anything.
Uh-huh.
It was nothing at the hotel, it was awesome, but then we drove out there, it's a long drive to San Diego, and I got in a huge fight with my wife because driving out, I'm like, oh, it's cold, and she looked at me, she's like, yeah, it's going to be cold this weekend, and I'm like, oh, she's like, why? I'm like, well, I got shorts and flip-flops. And so I had, no warm clothes. So that was an issue all weekend. Like, I hadn't had the right clothes. And she's like, well, you should have packed properly. It's a nice, cozy weekend. You don't have the right clothes. I'm like, I'm thinking San Diego. It's going to be hot and sunny. And so that was the whole thing.
It felt bad.
The hotel was awesome.
I had no control over the weather.
If you could have gave us good weather, it would have been fine.
I should have contacted Aquaman. Maybe he could have done something. Denise, when did it go wrong for you?
Well, we went to, and it's this Italian restaurant that we love in Green Valley. We go there all the time. I'm Italian. I said, they have the best sauce. It's great. The food's great. The service is great. So we told our kids, and they went on Father's Day, and we were out of town. And, you know, we were really, really recommended it. And they went on Father's Day, and there were like 20 of them, and the service was awful, and they didn't get their food. It ruined their dinner. But I say, why go to a new anywhere on a holiday? But so we feel so bad. It was like the worst experience, and we love it there. And they were so upset.
That's happened to me with an Italian restaurant too. I had I went to a place that everyone's like, it's the best. You're gonna love it. And we had the worst service. The food sucked. I was like, what are you guys talking about? This place is terrible. I'm never going back there. You did a bad recommendation.
Oh, I did?
This one just came in. JC almost made me die. He suggested the wrong hiking trail, and I fell and busted my knee in a creek.
Oh, that's Kalia. I know who that is. I misspoke. I said, this trail's so easy. My mom and parents did it with ease, and she mistook, and she did a really hard one.
Way to hurt her.
I said go past this. I said to go past this certain challenging trail. She thought I meant do that challenging trail. Oh, yeah. She got lost. They almost had to call the rescue crew up to get her.
See? Don't listen to JC on his recommendations. He'll hurt you one way or another.
We have your passes to Life is Beautiful coming up. And coming up next, in 6 minutes, we go 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Out of the corner, Perron. Back again, Braden McNabb. His shot. Score! Leads it there. A shot. Score! Versus Schultz. Score! Touch. Right in. For a chance. He scores! Bradley Smith finds the handle. They score! Take it to the outside for Carlson. One-timer. He scores! Perron holding on to it. Moved inside. Power move. Scores! James Neal at the side of the goal.
It's the Daily Dirt, Mix 94.1.
Cardi B has just fired her longtime manager, who goes by the name of Shaft. And now Shaft is getting ready to sue Cardi B for $10 million for breach of contract.
Ew.
So why did she fire him? Cardi discovered that Shaft was cooking the books to make it appear that she was pulling in less money than she was actually making.
Oh.
And he was keeping the difference.
I see. So that's a perfectly good excuse to fire
her.
Very
much so. So they're saying that if she would get a gig that was paying $100,000, Shaft told Cardi she was only getting paid $50,000.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you catch them in a lie, they're out of here. God.
He was also charging her a 20% manager's fee. That is way higher than the norm. 20%. So Shaft is now suing Cardi B for $10 million for breach of contract, claiming she had an obligation to keep him on, especially since he was the driving force behind her rise. He discovered her on Instagram and made her a star.
Well, and I'm sure he was compensated generously for that, right?
20%, yeah. Cardi B, by the way, she is canceling the rest of her tour because of her pregnancy. Here she is making the announcement.
Broccoli Fest will be my last performance for a little while because, you know, shorty keep growing, and it's just like, I be looking like I be moving everything, but in reality, I barely can't breathe. And yeah, you see, I can barely breathe now. Now, I ate like 6 chicken wings, and I barely can't breathe right now.
I hear you. I hear you.
I love her.
She's the best. I ate 6 chicken wings, and I can barely move right now. That's awesome. That's how I am, and I'm not even pregnant. I'm like, I can't move.
Oh, I'm so tired of sitting on the couch. Kanye West was glued to his Twitter account on Wednesday. He posted a grand total of 82 tweets.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything from fashion to politics, and he made plenty of headlines along the way. He was so focused on social media that sources say that the only way that Kim Kardashian can get in touch with him was through Twitter. She had to tweet him to get his attention.
That's really sad when you're like, have you ever been in the same room as someone and you're on your phone and they text you to get your attention? My husband's done that to me. I was going through your tweets. You don't tweet very often.
I'm not. I didn't know my last. I think my last one was talking about our event tonight at the Gramercy.
Join us
8.
Tomorrow night. See you then.
And I sent it out right at 6 o'clock when we start at 6 o'clock.
Then there's a heart with a retweet.
Mm-hmm.
There was
I love something.
This was on my birthday. Happy birthday to an amazing, remarkable, beautiful, and intelligent person. Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Oh, and happy birthday to you as well, Mercedes. That is the best.
I
look forward to that tweet every single year.
I love that. Yeah, I'm more like I do like Instagram stuff and not really.
I would like you to tweet your thoughts today. Can you give us at least 3 of your thoughts today?
Okay.
Yeah, just give us some
an hour. Or just like
just some observations
some
that you have throughout the day. I miss those. You know, you're promoting a lot of stuff that's going on, which is great. You should do that, but
it's not really me. It's not my personality. Okay.
Yeah, like this is to me. These are commercials.
Okay.
I want the show. I don't want the commercials. Like a commercial here and there, that's fine. But if your account's all commercials, then it's like
this is good. Okay, I'll do that today.
Okay.
I like this.
Okay.
Because my Instagram story, I got a facial. I did a picture. I played with a dog.
I saw that.
I did a thing with the dog last night.
That's good. Not
that's
not
personality.
Very many commercials.
Me.
Yeah, that's like Netflix. But this is like regular TV, but an infomercial channel. You got to change
Done.
That.
Changed.
Okay, good.
Changed.
Awesome. Can't wait to see your thoughts for the day.
Oh, man. Ready for the Oh Wow Wheel?
Yes.
It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Wow!
And now, the Oh Wow Wheel.
One of us is about to... Oops, sorry. Sorry, voice guy. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. It's got to start with the letter P, or the artist does. Landed on me again.
The wheel has never landed on me, officially landed on me this year.
I thought it did.
We vetoed many times to get to me, But the wheel has never itself has landed on me.
Well, here's your chance to veto me again. You vetoed me last week on my birthday, Razzle Dazzle birthday show, which, hey, that was like the... That was the grand finale of veto. So if you do it today, it's not going to be.
But wait, let's
deal.
Go back. The reason I vetoed your song on the birthday show is because we didn't have your song in the system. We didn't have a song to play.
That's you're very right.
Because people were coming down to me all week saying Amina was. I'm like, hold on.
I didn't mind.
We didn't have her song. It wasn't in the. That's why I had to veto it. Nothing to play.
Okay, so okay. My artist, the artist does not start with the letter P, but the song does start with the letter P. Okay. And I don't even have to say a word. I can just start it, and you're going to know this song. It's an old song, but it's a fun party song. Oh. Oh.
There you go. The Friday morning, oh, wow, wheel. The wheel landed on Mercedes, and you picked?
I picked Wild Cherry, Play That Funky Music. That I hadn't heard that song in a long time, and I don't know. It felt like Friday to me, so I was really excited about it. Chai, who just tweeted us, she says, dancing in my car, like, and then she's got the Napoleon Dynamite
nice.
One. So thank you. Hope it was okay. Now, I want to know what you would have picked. You and Jocelyn, what would you guys have picked?
Go ahead, Jocelyn. What song do you have lined up?
If it would have landed on me, I would have went with Skateboard P, which is Pharrell Fronted.
I like this song. Pharrell. You got the Pharrell, even though it starts like an F.
It's just still letter P, yeah.
Okay.
If the wheel would have landed on me, I would have went with these girls.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why the wheel never lands on me.
The radio gods are like, I'm sorry, there's a lot we can do. We can deal with Wild Cherry, but we just cannot go with the Pointer Sisters. No, I like that song. It's a cute song.
We're in the middle of 60 minutes commercial free, and we've got your passes right now to Life is Beautiful. 3-day passes. You want them? Just be caller 20 at 702-364-9400. And if that's you, you get to play Heads Up.
Okay, since today is Friday, we only have one category left. I'll tell you right now, the category is Downtown. Now, you do get to pick your partner, and if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you will win. Who's ready to play? Hey, Brenda.
Hi.
Good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
All right.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited and nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You got this. We already know the category, okay? The category is Downtown, and these are things that you would see downtown in different cities, okay?
Okay.
Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Okay, I love DC, and I want to pick you, but it's Life is Beautiful tickets, so I'm going to pick Mercedes.
Okay, all right. She doesn't love me, but
sorry,
she wants to go.
She wants to win, so and she knows bad. How bad I am, so I'm going to go with Mercedes.
I always feel bad. I'm like, why doesn't anybody pick him? But it's Life is Beautiful tickets.
Exactly. They don't pick me for reasons.
No,
so there are reasons
it.
Why. 60
right.
on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to Life is Beautiful. You guys start
okay.
now.
In New York City, there's one called Central
Park.
Yes, this is where you go to pay like your parking tickets. It's called this is where,
City Hall.
Yes, this is where you would go to eat. You'd go to a
diner, restaurant.
Yes, restaurant. This is where you would go to get a cocktail. You go to a
bar.
Yes, this is where the natural history
museum.
Yes, this is where I need a cup of Joe, so I'm gonna go to a. Pass. This is where the men and women in blue are at. They're at the
Venetian.
No. This is like if you get arrested, they're gonna take you to the
Dell.
No. Okay. Oh gosh.
Pass. 10 seconds.
This is where really tall buildings are also called
the Eiffel Tower.
Really tall. They're
time. What happened? What just happened?
Oh my gosh! Oh no!
What was it?
Well, it was skyscrapers.
Oh yeah, I wasn't gonna get that.
And then the other one was the police department, and then the other was a cafe.
I should've known that one.
A cafe was the first one for a cup of Joe. Oh my gosh, Brenda! Going with me might have been the wrong decision. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh no! Maybe they need to start going with you, JC.
No,
that was
my
really
track record
bad.
Is not good. But listen, that gives everyone out there, everyone else listening, the shot at these 3-day passes to Life is Beautiful. If you want them, just be caller 20. Inside 60 plus minutes commercial free. Congratulations to Thomas. He got those passes to Life is Beautiful. And before 9 o'clock, we have your tickets to go see Bare Naked Ladies.
Right now. This is
the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So today is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day.
Give them back to me.
Actually, this tomorrow. It says it's being observed today, but tomorrow is the actual official holiday. I don't know if it's a holiday, but officials are encouraging people to get rid of any expired or not needed prescription drugs at your local police precincts, hospitals, and other locations. Studies show most prescription drugs abused were obtained from home medicine cabinets or from friends and families. Folks can go to the DEA's website and put in a zip code to find the closest drop-off site.
Or bring them to the Gramercy, where we'll be tonight from 6 to 8. No, I'm kidding.
JC, you're going to get some.
No.
You always ask for mine.
Do not.
I still have that bag of them, and I've yet to turn them in.
Flush them. Get rid of them.
I'm not. No, you can't flush them. Because you don't want them in our water system.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you'd flush them.
No.
Okay, it's good to know.
I don't know why I got so upset over that. But
do not flush them.
Don't flush them.
And don't bring them out tonight to the Gramercy. No. But come see us tonight. We're there tonight from 6 to 8 with those hockey shirts and great food and drinks. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good way to kick off the weekend. Also this morning, 86% of Americans plan to celebrate Mother's Day this year. And on average, each is expected to spend $180. Last year's average was $186. Total retail spending for Mother's Day is estimated to exceed $23 billion. So according to the survey, 29% of mothers say they would like an experience gift like a spa day or concert tickets. Americans between the ages of 35 and 44 will be the biggest spenders this year. And nearly 30% plan to shop at specialty stores like florists and jewelers and electronics stores and stuff like that. So.
You like getting your nap time, right, on Mother's Day?
I like to get my nap. That's what I always ask. But I got Lauryn Hill tickets. It was an early Mother's Day present.
I really
wanted to go see Lauryn Hill. So my husband bought those, and he said, that's part of your Mother's Day present.
Why didn't he wait till Mother's Day to give them to you, though?
Because I sent him the American Express presale code, and I said, this would be an amazing Mother's Day
gift. Good.
And so that's what he got for me. I really wanted to go see her in concert. Also this morning, so the dating site Plenty of Fish did a study to find out which emojis were the biggest turnoffs, especially for guys. And they included over 2,000 people. They found that the three emojis you definitely do not want to use if you're trying to flirt with a guy, ladies, are the eggplant. We know what that means. I hope we all know what that means. The peach, which again, I think we know what that means. And fire. Those are men's least favorite emojis. Now, they say their favorite emojis, if you're trying to flirt with someone, are the wink face, the kissing face, and the heart eyes face. What's your most popular emoji right now?
So it's the top left one, right? Correct. The one in the top left, and you open up your emojis, is the most thumbs up. The eggplant is not even in my top category.
Wow. Mine is the laughing while crying face. That's my big one. I sometimes you look and you're like, why did I use that one? Like, I have a red crayon that I used recently, and I don't know what that was all about. Or a strawberry.
That was heart, high five. What's the hand covering the face?
Face palm?
Yeah, I get a lot of face palms going.
That's like my life. Face palm, face palm, face palm. Let's see. Finally this morning. So, that was it.
That was the last one?
Yeah, that was it. Sorry.
Right after Kelly Clarkson, we've got your tickets to go see Bare Naked Ladies back into 60 plus minutes commercial free. It's Mix. Your tickets to go see Bare Naked Ladies coming up in less than 5 minutes. Plus, at 9 o'clock, we kick off the Friday Rewind.
I know one topic that a lot of people get kind of sensitive about, and I think it's reasonable. I would put myself in that category. It's like weight related topics, right? Whenever someone brings up weight, you get kind of, where's this going? And we were just talking about one of our coworkers that we were talking to here at the station yesterday afternoon, and they had put on some weight, and they were telling us that their wife had told she told him he was putting on weight. And he said, you know, I just feel like a wife can tell a husband, or a girl can tell her boyfriend that he's gaining weight. But if I saw her gaining weight, I couldn't say anything, because then she would flip on me. And I said, is there really a double standard? Because when my husband's put on a couple of pounds, I have said something too, but I try to say it in the nicest way possible. And I think if it were reversed, how would he handle it? And I know I put on weight, you know, I've been like up and down in our whole relationship, but he's never said a word, never said a word about it. And when I mention it to him, it's purely coming from a place of like health and concern, because his father died of a heart attack. And so I just don't want the same thing to happen to him. Mm-hmm. I don't care what he looks like. I love him. I know he's more than that. But have you, any ladies, have you ever been told you were putting on weight by your significant other? And how did you take it? Because according to our coworker, that just doesn't happen. Have you ever done that to your wife? Would you ever do that?
Yeah, I mean, I would. Not like just to be mean about it, but well, there was one point in our relationship where she would put on extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I liked it. It was a fuller figure. It was nice.
You were a fan. So did you say,
yes,
I'm a fan?
Well, and then she was commenting about like her clothes were getting tight.
Okay.
And this was, and we just started dating when she was in college. This was right out of college. And things were just getting fuller on her. And she turned to me at one point. I remember she said, did I put on weight? We didn't have a scale in the apartment we were living in. And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. Nothing wrong with it, though. And she's like, I don't understand what's going on. And so I said, well, you have to look at your lifestyle. Your lifestyle has changed. I pointed out the change in her lifestyle, because she went from being in college to having her first full-time job, where every day after work, we're in D.C., they would do a little happy hour and something.
And you eat and you drink.
And I'm like, just think about it. You're now also every day is her first job in sales. Every day you're now going out on sales calls and you're doing lunches with clients. So you're eating more at lunch. And then after work, you're hitting some happy hours with clients and stuff, which is fine. But the intake of food is much higher now than it was back when you were in college.
You're very nice talking about it, but I sense the nervousness in your voice.
I don't want to upset her.
Right.
But it didn't bother me that she did. And now with the Crohn's disease, I would love for her to put on, like, she puts on weight. I'm like, that's great. She's doing actually healthy right now, and she is putting on some weight. And she's like, I'm gaining some weight. I'm like, that means you're healthy. That's awesome.
How did you take it when a spouse told you maybe you had been putting on some weight? 702-364-9400. And do you think it's a two-way street? Do you think that men have a tougher time telling it to a woman versus a woman saying it to a guy? Lauren, what happened to you?
So my husband did say something to me. I recently just lost 75 pounds as well. But when he said something to me, I was, of course, you know, a little offended, but, you know, a little, like, sad, like, oh, no, I look so terrible. But then I thought about it, and I was like, he obviously has been thinking about this for probably weeks, and I know he was, you know, debating on what was the right way to say it to me. And it was obviously coming from a place of love and concern, and it wasn't about the weight. It was about, there's obviously something going on and you're not happy, like, let's figure this out kind of a thing. So I feel like that is something you have to talk about. So really try not to be offended if they bring it up to you, because they obviously thought about it for a really long time and tried to probably do it the nicest way possible.
That's a really good point, Lauren. I didn't think of if it's been on their if they say it, you know, they've been trying to think of all the right ways to say it, and it's been something they've been stewing on for a while.
And probably tried to start the conversation at one point before. I'm like, no.
How's that cupcake?
Yeah,
are you
yeah.
sure? Is it good? Lee, good morning. What happened with you?
Well, my wife actually came to me one day and asked me if she looked like she gained weight. And, you know, you really want to say yes to that, because you're kind of trapped. But I have a very open relationship with my wife, and I was honest with her. I just told her, I said, well, yeah, I guess you could lose a few pounds here and there. And she was kind of shocked by it for a moment. She looked at me and thought I was crazy. I thought she was going to yell at me, but she didn't. I mean, lucky we have a relationship where, you know, if I'm gaining weight, like you said earlier, my wife tells me about gaining weight because she's concerned about my health, because we have kids and she wants me to be around for a while, you know. So it's just, but it was kind of shocking. She was kind of shocked when I said yes. I mean, usually most men lie to their wives, or they don't tell them.
want to tell them that because they're scared that they're going to get yelled at. You can't win either way you go. But she just stood there, stared at me a few minutes, and she went, I can't believe you said that, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, wow. She was reasonable. When you said it, though, I will admit I kind of cringed the way you were like, yeah, you could lose a couple of pounds in certain areas. I was like, oh, or in your life to tell the tale. Thanks, Lee.
And she stood there and looked at me for a couple of minutes, the longest couple of minutes. It felt like eternity, probably.
I just picture Lee just set in stone, like, what do I do? Do I make a run for it? That's great.
Enrique.
Good requests, guys. I'm loving it. You can request any song via text 21732 for the Friday Rewind, or you can call us 702-364-9400.
And now we're in the middle of 60 minutes commercial free, so plenty more of the Friday Rewind to come your way. We also have your passes to Disneyland coming up at 940. What a way to start the workday with us. Time for a Rewind quiz.
Okay, what's up?
It was recently announced that the MTV Video Music Awards will be returning to New York City. They will be held at Radio City Music Hall on August 20th. So the question is, who has won the most video music awards? Is it Beyoncé? Is it these guys? Band called U2 that's coming to T-Mobile next month? Or, with the most video music awards, is it Madonna?
Wow. The first person that popped in my head isn't even in these three. I thought it was Michael Jackson. I guess the only reason I'm going to say this is because she's had more years to get video music awards. So I'll say Madonna. Perhaps Madonna? Yes? No?
I can't. I mean, don't try to read my face.
Okay.
You can't read Alex Trebek's face. You're not going to read mine.
I'm going to say Madonna on this one. Final answer.
With 24 video music awards, the winner is...
Oh, never vote against Beyonce. You should know better. What am I doing with my life?
Now, Madonna, by the way, has 20.
Okay.
U2, 6.
That one thrown in there was, like, obvious. That was my eliminate this one. It's between the two ladies.
Hey, what if Bono's listening right now?
I apologize, Bono.
Back into the Friday Rewind with a classic from the 80s. It's Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.